Luke 13, 18 through 21. Jesus asked, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Again he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked through the dough."
It's time for our Roots kids to be dismissed for their worship time. And so if the parents of these little ones of this age, third to third grade, will accompany the McDaniels out, be great.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
After Jesus repaired a woman's crooked back, which Chelsea talked about at length last week, and after he rebuked his Sabbath day critics by declaring evil's sovereignty finished, he asked the crowd, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? It is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his garden. It grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches." Again, he asked, "What shall I compare the kingdom of God to? It is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked throughout the dough." And we wonder, what else is the kingdom of God like? To what further can we compare the kingdom of God? In what other ways can the kingdom be illustrated, pictured, sketched out, illuminated, demonstrated, noticed, described? Are there additional patches of dirt where actions sown in smallness and insignificance could later yield surprising results? Any other bowls where just a dash of yeast might produce a rising batch of nourishment? What more can we say to express that God's kingdom is already underway and will not be stopped? What else is the kingdom of God like? It is like the woman among us whose neighborliness and job at a flag shop changed her path and many others. After her husband suffered and died a year ago now, she exemplifies to us a quiet faithfulness and steadfast trust. It is like the man among us who for so long tenderly cared for his precious wife, whose own back was crooked, doubled over nearly at the waist. His lessons about laying down your life for others affect younger married couples to this very day. It is like the husband and wife duo who, through twists and turns, both gained employment in such specialized and unique environments that most of us will never see. Their work became their mission, their commitment, and with opening eyes and broadening hearts, they serve right where they have found themselves because their children are close up and personal to these choices. Who knows what other goodnesses may come? The kingdom of God is like the woman who moved to Houston from Egypt, afraid yet adventurous. In the 40 years since her spouse passed away, she has refused to forsake the Christian community, no matter the pace of her heart or breaths per minute she can take. It is like the man who, while lying down one day for a nap, heard God's voice saying, "Get on the floor." And only a moment later, a car came barreling through his home. His awareness to listen to that moment led to Teacher of the Year awards and influencing countless of young students for service in communities all over the city. It is like the woman who, unsure if she wanted to commit time and space to it, nonetheless said yes to becoming the board president of our area's clothing and food distribution center. Her yes helped usher the organization into greater health and the ministry into renewal, streamlining the way they serve the under-resourced people of our neighborhood. It is like the woman who had her car towed from our parking lot 4 years ago, and in what can only be called a graceful turn of events, is now vitally important to who we are as a faith community. And her husband, who was actually blind, but now can see. The kingdom of God is like the man who, though he grieves with his own heartaches, calmly fixes your cars so that you can get back on the road for your own vocation and calling. It is like the woman who is brilliant and level-headed, with ashes on her own forehead and scars on her own heart. She endeavors in her office to help mend other people's emotional wounds. It is like the woman who taught children in pre-K Sunday school for ages. And now those children turned adults still remember the way that she made them feel. And how those children turned adults now teach the love of God to their own children. And is like her husband who prays private prayers and corporate ones, believing and trusting that the God he prays to is not done shaping and sculpting our society. The kingdom of God is like the man and his son and their joyful relationship with one another, and how what's been embedded by the older one into the younger one since his birth is sprouting and ripening and flourishing with untold benefits still to come. It is like the matriarchal woman who took in bloodlined children as her own, clothing them, feeding them, raising them, taking them to church. Those children grew up, and though their stories are still being written, kernels of obvious hope remain. It is like the man whose path took a surprising and grateful turn away from the Vietnam War. Instead, his life veered toward hospitable peace and hospital healings, and toward he and his thoughtful wife serving a church and her congregants for decades. It is like the woman that read books as if her life depended on it, and in some ways it did and does. That libraried and vastly knowledgeable wisdom has not puffed up her brain and superiority, but has led her to bend her head in reverence and in awe for a whole hour in this very room every Sunday before anyone else shows up. The kingdom of God is like the woman who included chapters no one wished would have been written. But because of grace and because of freedom, her story is better told and better heard because of all the children she tutored and taught and welcomed. It is like the man whose daily existence altered significantly after being struck by a car one afternoon. These days, he gifts people with the opportunity to pick him up from his home to come to church, Bible in hand, and ready to worship. It is like the man who whistles his church hymns while everyone else verbalizes them. It is like the young man who is as solid as can be. Much has been asked of his life, and more is to come, and he carries himself with a presence of strength and confidence as he humbly serves at the bedside of the sick, willingly helps people move couches and apartments, and treats people with uncommon kindness. The kingdom of God is like the woman who, despite the obstacles, makes it a point to get up every single day. She will trust God for that day. She will love her two girls as best as she knows how. She will laugh and cry and hope, and then she will go to sleep in peace. It is like the man, simple and steady, who serves soundlessly behind the scenes for the congregation most Sundays and Wednesdays. Without even seeing the details, we have no doubt that those exact same qualities play out the other 5 days as well, with countless blessings we will never know about, placed by him upon people we will never meet. It is like the two brothers who, out of their own weaknesses, seek to meet the needs of others first. As a result, they are some of the best evangelists this congregation has. It is like the woman who lives on the north side of town, gently wading through her many trials, and gives of herself to her father in his last days, to her mom these days, to her past students, to her church. All of these a priceless and hidden gift. The kingdom of God is like the family who heartwarmingly trickled into faith one by one, each undergoing a baptism of water and a baptism of fire. Though none of them particularly enjoy the roller coaster nature of their lives, they believe that God's story is still unfolding for them and that joy will come in the morning. It is like the young woman who was part of this congregation, known and loved as a youth, and now has returned with her husband and two beautiful children in tow. It is like the woman that, though weary, tenderly and devotedly tends to her mom, who for years tended to her. It is like the man who purchases desserts like a lemon pound cake for every single men's prayer lunch we ever had, and changes light bulbs in homes of aged folks who can't do it for themselves anymore. It is like the woman who hailed from Nebraska, of all places, moved here to make a church her own. Her quiet worship is sacred. It is like the couple who love their granddaughter with abandon, helping her solve sixth grade math equations over the phone and setting up college funds for her future use. The kingdom of God is like the man who, literally as I typed this section on Thursday morning, breathed his final breath. The air going in and then out of his lungs as a prayer of holy gratitude, a complete and final giving himself over to God. The people surrounding his hospice bed represented the company of the great heavenly host, of which Thornley Hoke is now a part. It is like the woman living in Dallas who will hear this sermon recording later this week. Though she is far away in person, what she planted while with us is now blooming in beauty and harvested in abundance. It is like the woman who for 9 decades has loved this church. In season and out of season, she has ministered more than she will ever know. It is like the man who slowly, slowly, slowly walked across West Belfort for many years, as many as his body would allow him, to unlock doors for the church to gather, and to prepare the broken bread and poured cup so that we could remember that Jesus is with us. The kingdom of God is like the woman that without fail has given a certain minister a Christmas gift 12 times in a row. That rapt gesture encourages that minister more than she realizes. It is like that woman's son, too, whose unassuming and straightforward demeanor, whether on the Frisbee golf course or at the table playing board games or in the sound booth clicking slides, submits a manner of gentleness our society hungers for. It is like the family who immigrated from Africa. Some might say it was cancer that brought them this way. We believe that it was the Spirit of God who redeemed cancer's mainstream story. And through them has shaped an entire congregation and neighborhood. It is like the wife and husband who deepened for us what sowing benevolently looks like as they drive vehicle-less folks to the grocery store and as they welcome a very good friend to their table most Friday mornings for coffee and pastries. The kingdom of God is like the gifted couple who is broadly known throughout the city and beyond for their abilities and writings. Yet it's their underlying hope in God's vision for the world that spurs them on to do what they do. That hope and vision is rooting in their children a faith and trust that God is good. It is like the woman who came to live with her sister after her sister's husband's death. Shared grief has allowed family to take on a new meaning for them. It is like the woman whose calling and ministry positions her at the feet of people near to the end of their life. She lovingly washes those feet both physically and metaphorically, as Jesus himself once did. It is like the woman who surprises others with birthday cards and containers of food and hymns plinked out on the piano to persons on the other end of the telephone line. The kingdom of God is like the woman with a metal rod in her wrist who wonders aloud to her caregiver about ways she can be hospitable to strangers in need. And it's like her caregiver who helps make that hospitality happen. It's like the woman who raised her children to love Jesus and the church. And they did, and they do. It is like the husband and wife who literally give the coats off their back. How many people they have kept warm would take all morning to count. And counting how many people those people have given their coats would take all month. It is like the woman who has shepherded the flock without ever an official title. Look at her many sheep and look at their lambs. Her rod and her staff have comforted them, have protected them. The kingdom of God is like the man and the woman who secretly slip dollar bills into the hands of people who could use it and prepare dishes for potlucks that satisfy hungry bellies. It is like the man who cries when he leads singing, the Spirit of God washing through him tears of thanksgiving. It is like the young woman who, with her own stories and struggles, nevertheless could sing on the A-team of heaven's shortlist choir. She uses her voice to teach children to do the same and prays fervently in song for her own kids that they would follow suit. It is like the husband and wife who lost a daughter too early. With compassion and comprehension, they sit with other people in their own grievous ruins so they won't have to be alone. The kingdom of God is like the centenarian woman, spunky and as spry as someone two-thirds her age. She asks about the church. She tells stories about you. She laughs. She prays for you by name. It is like the couple gone to Tennessee today. Gone to bury his sister. They have together sympathetically preached and made deviled eggs for so many funeral services, including ones for your own family, and you have committed to provide for them this time around. It is like the woman who counsels and teaches and guides in such a way where one person recently said to her, "Thank you for saving my life." Every day she entrusts her clients into God's hands, the very clients God has entrusted into hers. And her daughter, growing up so very fast, is watching and absorbing it all. And we already see glimpses of what is being cultivated. It is like the man that reservedly answered the call to serve publicly in ways that he was already serving privately. Birds of a new sort are already coming to rest in the branches of the tree that's just now started to grow. The kingdom of God is like the woman whose mind is fading away. But since the light in her eyes will not do the same, she shines in her weakness, a gift to the church in general and a gift to her grandson in specific. It is like the man whose life was spared when his dying brother told him to go get checked out for cancer. His life reborn, his mission renewed, he unafraid will speak about the saving love of Jesus. It is like the woman whose round table hosts more sacred meals than she could ever count. By saying yes to God in the past and yes to God today, her table embodies hospitality and generosity, a tenfold return bounty on what she has invested throughout her days. It is like the husband and wife who understand that the Lord's table is whatever table they find themselves at with people. And it's that understanding, Christ is present, that will not let them go. The kingdom of God is like the woman who used to paint whatever she could lay her hands on, canvas, ceramic cups, jewelry. By tip of a paintbrush and with careful, methodical strokes, she in broad daylight brought to new life something everyone else just typically passed on by. It is like the family that desires to adopt a child into their lives. Though formalities and paperwork and delays and no's have been the only thing that have accompanied that desire so far, still they wait. Still they pray, still they trust. It is like the woman who cuts basil and eggplants straight from her small yet burgeoning garden, who gives orchids and vegetarian egg rolls with insistence and love. And it's like her sons, reliable and here, both of whom have undergone a sort of death-to-life experience. It is like the married couple whose ministry of consistently showing up in people's life, whether they know it or not, has a monumentous impact on individuals. They learned that spiritual discipline of showing up from the generation before them. And we've learned from those two that simply arriving is no minor thing. It is like the young woman who has taken that servant-hearted mantle from her parents and has become her own person. She does not hinder children, but takes them into her arms as Jesus did and blesses them. The kingdom of God is like the woman who was baptized in the ocean a few years back, salt covering her eyes, and when she rose back up again, her eyes were truly open. It is like the woman who sews classroom curtains and chair covers and patches for moth-eaten quilts, transforming with eye and needle something drab and tired into something bright and spirited. It is like the couple who married later on in life, one of them even movingly baptized even later than that. Her concern for people mired in poverty and his actions advocating for a spirit of poverty blend together to make a mission of their lives that honors God. It is like a guest who arrives for worship in a church building not knowing anyone, but their spirit is moved and says to them, "Surely God is among you." It is like the forgotten one, the unnamed one, whom thankfully God does not forget, whom God has thankfully given a better name. The kingdom of God is like a church that some might look at and deem insignificant or trivial or too undersized to do much good. But as people continually give themselves over to God's purposes, to God's renewing movements in the world, small beginnings still come to fruition. Seeds and yeast carry within them their futures, my friends. And what's planted and mixed in have immeasurable consequences. Therefore, do not be discouraged over what seems to be a failure of success. Do not be disheartened when perceptions and hopes and realities never quite line up with one another. Because God is at work in your life. God is at work in this church. God is at work in the kingdom, which is like a mustard seed. When a man took it and planted it in his garden, it grew and became a tree, and the birds perched in its branches. And it's like some yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked through all the dough. Thanks be to God. And together we say, Amen. Amen. This morning, like every Sunday morning, we have a chance to break the bread and drink from the cup with one another. So if you are serving that this morning, you can come on up here, please. Though we take just a pinch of bread and a sip of juice, what we get to hear in the small crunch and the tiny slurp is that Christ is among you. Christ is here. Christ is in each of you. God, through smallness, is magnifying and intensifying the presence of the kingdom. And we get to share with one another in that. Let's pray together. In the smallness of this bread that we will break in a moment, God, by your grace and by your glory and for your glory, will you magnify that kingdom presence within us individually, us as a congregation, throughout this neighborhood and beyond. We entrust ourselves to you. We give you thanks. It's through Christ we pray. Amen. Yeah.